Do you guys have any interest in paragliding?
Nope.
Come on. Do it with me just once.
Never.
I'll get a sponsor.
I don't care.
I'll get a sponsor and we can do it together. Mm-mm. Well, there was a 27-year-old guy named Michael, and he faced a pretty big nightmare when he was up there in the air paragliding. That's
Michael
the one where you're
Parson.
Sitting like in a hammock or something. Right, your
yeah,
feet are out in front
you got
of
like
you.
A bar. Yeah,
aren't you sitting like on a bar, or are you in a seat?
I think you're sitting on a seat. I think they have seat technology now for paragliding. That would be very uncomfortable if you're
not
just sitting
like on
a bar.
Sling and like parallel to the ground kind of thing.
Yeah, like Superman.
Yeah, you're Superman in it, aren't you?
Let me look at a picture here.
Maybe there's I mean, maybe there's different kinds of paraglides.
Maybe
now.
So.
There's seated, and then there's Supermanning paraglides.
That's what we'll go with.
So this guy, his video went viral on TikTok. He's sitting there flying through the air way high in the sky where Jesus and Zeus hang out, watch TV. And he was in a motorized paraglider. Now, I would think in a motorized one, you got to be sitting down.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, a large number six drifts in front of his path.
What's a number six?
One of those birthday balloons that has the number six. You know, the big Mylar balloons? And it gets hung up in his equipment.
Oh, man.
So he says, at first I thought it was another pilot, then maybe a big bird. He's talking about when he's seeing it in the distance. And then as he gets closer, he sees the rogue number six birthday balloon.
Six. Some kid just let go of at a park.
So it's coming right at him. He can't seem to avoid it, and he tries to catch the balloon with his feet, but the string gets tangled up in his risers. What part of a paraglide that is. Paraglider is the guy. But what's the equipment?
Paraglider.
The paraglider and then the operator of the paraglider are the same word?
I guess you'd call him a pilot.
Like pilots don't pilot pilots, right?
Yeah. No, but it's a glider's a glider. It's a different kind of glider. It's a paraglider.
Yeah, so a hang glider is the one that has the bar where you lean on it. Like you've seen them run off a cliff hang gliding.
And you Superman it.
And you Superman it.
And you Superman it. And a paraglider has a little seat.
Okay.
But I don't know what the pilots are called.
Chris.
Operators.
I think they're called Chris.
You're right, Gordo. They're called Chris.
So, the risers are the critical suspension lines that connect the wing to the pilot. That's also unstable. They only have one wing.
Yeah.
But it left him. He's 1,500 feet in the air. The balloon is all wrapped up in his lines, and he starts heading down.
Oh, boy. Don't they have parachutes?
Parachutes on a paraglider? Why don't you just have an extra paraglider?
Well, because that's ridiculous. But if you'd have a chance, wouldn't you, with a parachute?
I don't know at 1,500 feet.
Because I thought, like, ultralight planes, they had parachutes.
Some of them do. Like an emergency parachute system. He says, most of the time my flights are calm and filled with beautiful scenery. The craziest thing I experienced until now was when some cows stole my equipment. Hold on a second. Hold on.
In mid-flight?
And I had to run nearly 2 miles to chase them down and get it back.
A cow ran 2 miles with equipment?
Yeah, somebody needs to investigate this guy and see if he's just a hallucinator. There was no number six balloon. I'm assuming on the ground. But he says that he was able to do an emergency landing, and he landed safe and sound, balloon in tow, and he now keeps it in his living room and even painted a little balloon kill marker on the side of his paramotor.
That's funny.
As a trophy, signaling that he's killed one balloon in the air.
Well, I don't know if paragliders have parachutes, but you need a pair of nuts to do that.
Okay. All right. All right. Of the two, which would you choose?
Hang gliding?
Hang gliding or paragliding.
Jeez.
I think para.
Because there's two? Yeah, a pair of gliding?
Yeah, it sounds like he was able to land this okay. You just seem more in control.
And you got a motor
happening
back there.
Yeah, but if a balloon can put it out of commission, I don't know.
Well, he was able to land safely. He did all right.
I bet he had a lot of panic going on.
Okay, I'm going to add a third option to this and do the skydiving. Skydiving option.
Gosh, man, no.
No way. I have no interest.
Just
never.
Shoot me. I don't want to do any of it.
Yes.
I'd rather be shot.
Yes.
Wait. You'd rather be shot
where
you know you're going to get injured rather than just do one of these three activities that people do all the time and are not injured.
Right.
I think I might have a heart attack if I jumped out of a plane.
I think I would, too.
You wouldn't have a heart attack.
Yeah, I might.
I think I might.
That's ridiculous. Please do it with me. I'll get it sponsored.
You're going to have a sponsor?
Yeah.
Let me think about that.
I mean, if I get it sponsored and you get like a, I don't know, $75 appearance fee.
Wow. Skrilla.
I'll do it.
And you have to be part of a long 90-minute ribbon cutting ceremony with oversized scissors.
God. No, none of that. And I don't really have a fear of heights. Like, I can go to a very tall building or stand on the edge of the Grand Canyon and I'm fine. But it's just a lack of control thing, I think.
But you don't have control when you're in a plane.
No, but an expert, a professional does.
Well, then become an expert paraglider.
But I'd be by myself skydiving
or paragliding.
Hey, you love
it so much, why don't you go do it? Since you're
promoting it,
trying to get it sponsored. Yeah.
Maybe I did this morning.
Knock yourself out.
Not very far from where we are today at the, what's the sponsor, the Star Center?
Comerica Center.
Not very far from where we are, there is a place that is an indoor skydiving facility. Mm-hmm. I see it when I drive down the,
whatever this
toll road is here. And I'm fascinated by that. Are you interested in that?
No.
No, not really.
Because
I have no interest in jumping out of a plane, so why simulate?
Because it's a way of doing it without danger.
If it's indoors, how long is that dive? 2 seconds?
It's just it's a thing that blows air from the bottom,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
So I see.
It lifts you up.
Okay. I thought it was just a 2 second dive.
No.
Junior,
no.
When you skydive, you'd be doing it tandem with an instructor.
Don't care. That's an expert.
Someone I don't know.
Don't care.
And you start feeling him rubbing up on your backside. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun.
You're skydiving real good, boy. You're doing great.
Greg.
How is that fun, jumping out of a plane with a human attached to your back?
Well, that's the way it is. You don't have to make it weird. It's just a nice thing that they
do. You just made it weird with him grinding on me.
Well, I know, but I've switched plays.
Really? That's amazing. Gordon made something weird. No, can't keep track of all the roles we play.
Yeah, I would do the tandem dive, which you have to do, I think, when you first start off, right? But I want him to be like on a 30-foot tether, so his peen is very far away from mine. There's no safety risk in that, jumping out with a 30-foot tether.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
There are so many. Thank you for the floor. There are so many other things in this world that I think would be a lot of fun to do.
Name all the
that
ones.
I would like to do. Play bagpipes.
That's not fun.
I think that would be fun.
That's solemn. That's not fun.
So many other things that why would I choose?
You only named one, and
skydiving
it wasn't
even good. And paragliding. Why would I choose those?
Because it gives you the experience of flying.
Have you,
which has been the center of human imagination since the dawn of man.
Look,
I dress it up in a lot of words. That ought to be convincing.
You go knock yourself out with all that garbage.
No, I need you to knock yourself out.
No. We're done.
And my inverted pyramid of risk. Theory,
that's right.
That you don't
at the top is grains.
You don't do a lot of risky. That's the food pyramid, and that's not inverted. You keep your risky activities to a minimum, or else the pyramid will topple over, which is a metaphor for you dying.
Well, I don't need a metaphor. It's too much brain power to understand the metaphor.
All right.
don't cut me off. I still have a whole bunch to say.
No, you really don't. You've got nothing.
Yeah, we need to cut you off right now. That was the ODAC.